T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
They still have the misconnections section on Craigslist.
Really?
And you can still go and find, like, people that have seen someone. They thought that they should have hooked up, but they never pulled the trigger. They didn't have the guts to make that final call and ask for the phone number. And so they're hoping maybe there's a one in a million shot this person will also be looking in the misconnections and they'll meet back up.
I think that's the dumbest idea because, like, I would go on there looking, going, let me see if anybody noticed me while I was out today.
Well, it's right. I guess it's more like you felt like they had the same feeling you did. Like, we looked across the room and we both saw each other, but we never did talk, and maybe we'll both come to this and try to find each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
It might be a good way to find a date, too. You just go downtown and you just start staring at girls.
Or you could try to jump into some of these misconnections and claim you're them.
That's me. That's me right there.
And then when you get there, they're like, that wasn't you. You're like, well, let's see what happens.
You never know.
Right?
You're now better than nothing.
Because people do that bait and switch all the time.
That is true. You're like, well, it must have been somebody else. And like, but I was at that place. You know, I mean, it could have been like two people, two different pairs doing that at the same place.
Okay, I'm going to read a couple of them to you, and I think that's wrong, and you'll see why.
Okay.
So I got a couple of these I thought was kind of interesting. The first one is very unusual because it's a Lyft driver who is trying to meet up with someone he gave a ride to, and he is hoping that she had the same feelings for him that he had for her as he gave her a Lyft home. Okay, and if you're not familiar, Lyft is like Uber. They're the same basic thing. Mm-hmm. It's an app where you get a taxi from a guy who's just driving his car around.
We know what Uber is.
Not everyone does, Cato.
Yeah.
Not everyone does.
I don't know.
So this is a drunk woman in a Lyft on Friday night. Man looking for woman. You was probably in your mid-30s, a bit chubby, but really cute. You were pretty drunk, like drunk. I picked you up from a house, I think on the east side, where you had been swimming. I thought that was weird, but I don't judge. Your name was Mary, and it might have just been since you were drunk, but you flirted with me a lot. You told me that I reminded you of a hot Bigfoot.
Oh, my God.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Wow.
Drunk Mary and Bigfoot.
It was a little after one, and you were in a blue dress with your drink still in hand, and you nearly yacked. But you held it together, which was impressive.
Oh, wow.
Until you fell out of the car.
Wow.
Hit me up, because that kind of grace and skill while inebriated is amazing.
Honey, what were you doing Friday?
So not Mary.
I wouldn't wear a blue dress. That's the only thing that's different.
And it was Uber.
Yeah.
Right.
It was Uber, yeah. A couple differences there.
Well, if you didn't have a boyfriend, you might ought to hit up the misconnections.
Now, if he was her driver, it seemed like he would have a contact.
I don't know how that works, if they get to keep that info or not.
If where he picked her up, must be a larger city.
But that's all he would have, right? He wouldn't have her name or anything. They don't get to keep the credit card info and the stuff.
No, they don't keep the credit card info. I don't know what they
I'll bet they don't have as much info as
we
think.
I can look back and see who I gave 5 stars to or who my last driver
was. So, it'd be easier for her to find him than for him to find her.
Are you still trying to find out if it was you or not?
But I've had Uber drivers text me and say, on the way.
Right, so they do have your phone number, it seems like.
Yeah.
But
I don't know, though, how it works. But.
Well, I don't either.
I just say, you guys are arguing about that. I'm like, he called her Bigfoot.
She called him Bigfoot.
Yeah. I'm like, that's just weird.
He
guys will take any compliment they can get. Him calling her chubby was way worse.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
And being called Bigfoot means you're just tall, dark, and hairy.
And hairy.
I know what happens.
All right. I don't fully understand the title of this one. It says, are your boosies okay?
Okay.
B-O-O-S-I-E-S.
Mine are fine.
Okay. Here's the misconnection article.
Okay.
And the grammar on these is terrible. You was walking to your car. You caught me staring at you. You seemed creeped out at first until you realized I was smoking hot.
Ooh.
Then you walked past me while I was sitting in my car, and we both stared at each other like our souls was interconnected and having a deep convo about who came up with the idea of sprinkles and why they belong on donuts.
Wow.
Yeah, weird but delightful. I was vaping. You was also vaping.
Oh.
It's like time stood still
until
you ran into your side mirror because you weren't paying attention. That looked like it hurt. Clumsy hot vape girl in the parking lot.
Oh.
Let's get donuts together.
Oh, that was a good end line. Oh.
So they're in a donut parking lot.
That did not seem to be the case.
what parking lot are they in?
I did not say what parking lot they were in.
See, that'd be hard to figure out that one.
Right. Mm. I mean, but I guess if you were a girl who was vaping and walked into a car mirror while you were staring at a guy,
yes,
you might remember that.
Yeah. What about locally, the chick who wrote that she was looking for the guy who was pumping gas at the same time?
Yeah, you know what? We had one here in the upstate that there was a lady who was pumping gas. She talked to the guy. He asked her, I think, if she was like interested, and she said
and
no.
Yeah, she turned him down.
And then later she had second thoughts about it.
And then she's like, no. And so she's like sitting on the bench outside the gas station now waiting on him.
Oh, she's just waiting for him to come back?
I'm just
That's extreme desperation.
It doesn't work. I've tried that.
I bet you have.
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.